You mentioned the upgrades for public transit. Just wondering if you can go into a bit more detail on what the city is hoping to do with this, and what sort of timelines are you looking at for to roll this out?
Yeah, so just the way it works now is we do have an online system, but the online system doesn't work in real time. So the buses actually have to go back to the garage, to the depot, and be upload the information from it. And now it can be done in real time, and it can also be used by the Go Bus paratransit system and by the taxi system that works in conjunction with Go Bus for accessible transportation. So from that, it gives us a lot better detail on the people and the types of person, the typical nature of people who are using Metrobus, where they're getting on, where the major stops are. It allows us more information for future planning.
And the second part of the question about the timelines, when does the city hope to roll this out?
Well, this work will be commencing shortly. I don't have the exact timelines, but we can get those for you today. You know what it does is it makes it easier and more convenient for people to be able to get on the bus, and it also gives us the information we need for planning and making sure that we're providing a service that's meeting the needs of people. And I know that the federal government re recently released a new program that's coming in the next couple of years on public transit. And one of the areas in that is regional public transit systems. And that's something that there's going to be funding for in the future. So I think that's something on the Northeast Avalon, that regional transportation, public transportation is something that in the future we're going to have to be looking at. So all these things help people and give them another option of taking public transit, and we know the benefits of having an efficient and effective public transit system, so this helps with that.